I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. For the past several months, a woman has been on an extraordinary journey, crossing the country along with her two beloved X-race horses. She says she's doing this to promote the fact that there are indeed second acts in life for retired thoroughbreds. Samantha Letterman caught up with Valerie Ashker as she recently made her way through northern Kentucky.
Until I die, I will continually go to the track if someone wants me to pick a horse for them. And there's not a track that I can't go to that I know I'll find not just one, but probably three or four great prospects. In my opinion, could be world-class prospects, and take them back and put the training, the rest time, the training on them necessary, and put them in a new direction. And, I mean, I'm so confident of that. I'm like my last breath confident.
That's the sentiment that has driven Ashker on for 3,000-odd miles as she's ridden her two X-race horses from her home in California, leaving May the 9th this year along Route 50 via northern Kentucky, headed to her daughter Lainey's base in Virginia, now just a couple of hundred miles away. Ashker knows of what she speaks because not only has she successfully retrained and rehomed many X-race horses, her daughter has already ridden three that she selected at the Rolex Kentucky three-day event, the pinnacle of the sport in North America. This long-distance ride, however, is completely different.
Have you ever done anything like this before, either of you?
No.
Anything like this?
Not but heck no.
Ashka's partner, Peter Friedman, pulls double duty, riding alongside Ashka or driving the trailer, which is loaded with feed, water and supplies.
180 of gallons of water at any one time.
Any other thing that you miss and you don't pack, you can always find on the way. But we didn't have to buy anything besides duct tape.
We really did good.
Logging an average of about 25 miles a day, Ashker and Friedman can sleep in the trailer and erect temporary corrals overnight for the horses in state parks and have often relied on the kindness of their social media followers. Since their journey began, Ashka's dedicated Facebook page, Second Makes Through the Starting Gates, with daily live videos, pictures and updates, has garnered thousands of followers, hundreds of whom log on religiously, and many have stepped up to the plate to volunteer in kind, dropping off food, driving the trailer, and even joining them on the ride for a while.
I don't know what I'm going to do to not go to my live video. You know, I mean, there were points in my ride that I was so down and out, and there were so many people out there that really wanted me to do well. And I don't know what I'm going to do. It's going to be tough. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's been such a mission and so many people behind it. It's for it to end, it's like being dropped out of the sky into nowhere land. Everyone, oh my God, had my second cup of coffee, love the video, you can do this, you know, JB Bridge, oh my God, you guys looked awesome, the horses were freaking incredible, you know, unbelievable. Monarch Pass, oh my God, there was no shoulder, you guys could have been wiped out with the semis, you know, all the above. Yeah, we could have done all that, but we didn't, and we're here. And we're healthy and we're ready to go on to the next 480 miles leg of this trip. The thing is, then what?
During the 6 months and 3,000 miles on the road so far, Ashker has endured a couple of bad falls in which she's broken her clavicle and several ribs twice. She's been the victim of road rage, she's been kicked by her horse, she's survived a cancer scare, and her daughter has also broken her collarbone in a fall. Despite riding in a sling, it's never occurred to Ashker to abandon her quest, but it has crossed Friedman's mind.
I was afraid for her getting hurt again, but I knew she wasn't going to quit, and that's what I love about her. It's not easy. It's not just a joyride, and it's a long ways to go without something bad happening. But other than that, we all fared pretty good, and, you know, I take my hats off to those old guys back in the old days, because it's a rough journey going across this country. It's a long ways, and it's pretty grueling.
Pretty grueling indeed, crossing all types of terrain from the desert landscapes in Utah and Nevada to the very heart of downtown in the cities. And actually, they don't even ride the whole time. Sometimes they get off and walk alongside their horses.
Oh, my God, my bum. I need to get off my bum. You know, it's 2,500 miles. My bum will never be the same. And I like to give them a rest. And I can also check them over. And like how you've been listening to the footfall, that's how I can tell if there's any issues at all. I mean, down to the point where you can hear it and you almost know which even foot, if there's a little shorter or not quite as heavy as a hoof print is on the cement. But it gives you time to get your knees stretched out. I'm 60, so the arthritis, it's nice. So we ideally walk about 4 miles, 5 miles in the morning, and end about 4 miles walking on the way to camp. And so we've actually walked about a sixth of this whole ride.
Unbelievably, Friedman had barely ridden before he met Ashka.
I have a new appreciation for each state, you know. I mean, instead of driving by at 70 miles an hour and not noticing anything, you see everything down to the little anthills and the lizards and, you know, everything, little flowers. So many flowers in Nevada, you don't even see them going at 60 miles an hour. So it's been a real eye-opener to just to make me appreciate the country a little better.
With only a couple of hundred miles or so left to go, Ashka and Friedman are hoping to complete their epic journey and arrive at Laney Ashka's Virginia base around November the 12th. Ashka's mission was to raise awareness for the off-the-track thoroughbred, which she has well and truly completed. And so what's next?
It will be tough saying goodbye to this. But, you know, I might keep the page and use it as my general reporting off-the-track thoroughbred page so people can still be corresponding with the people that have embraced this and do something with it. So we'll see. And you know what? If all else fails, hell, I might get back on TiVo and ride all the way back.
You can follow Ashka and Friedman on Facebook as they complete their journey at Second Makes through the starting gates or at crozierfarm.net. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.